Hello and welcome to Under the Surface, number 162 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so got a lot of good stuff this week. Some a bit different, some a bit of hardcore, a couple of requests, a bit of black metal, and everything in between. So get things kicked off. Here's Vital Remains with Icons of Evil.
Where is your God now?
We'll be right back. Yeah!
Those first couple, I'm sure, grabbed your attention. Icons of Evil from the album of the same name from 2007, The Fight Remains, which had none other than Glenn Benton on vocals from Deicide. He'd done two albums with him on vocals. It was a new Deicide track out, and it got me thinking about Vital Remains again. Great, great band. And straight after that was Angel Corpse with Lord of the Funeral Pyre, which came from The Hammer of Gods from 2007 as well. Another great band. Well worth tracking down if you love that ultra-fast sort of death black metal. Super, super stuff. So calming it down slightly, a bit of thrash, pretty old school thrash. Annihilator, a band that have got loads and loads of releases. I've only got a few, but this is one that I'll keep going back to a lot. Never Neverland, and it's a track called Road to Ruin. We'll be right back. in that sort of techie thrash kind of area. That was Corner with Skeleton on Your Shoulder from the Punishment for Decadence album from 1988. Still waiting on new material from them. What were they reformed like? Oh, it must be going on the guts of 20 years, I'm sure, and I still haven't heard a new note out of them yet, which is unfortunate. Great band, 5 albums, I think it is, all well worth getting, if you can track them down and the original press on. But I see they've been re-released, and you can pick them up on Amazon now for about £15, which isn't bad. So it seems to be the first death of the year. Tony Clarkin from Magnum, a band I'm sure some of you old heads have grown up with and have a few of their albums poked around their collection. They've got quite a lot of albums, and some haven't heard a new Magnum album since Vigilante, and that wasn't yesterday. But here's a track of theirs I really like. This is Soldier of the Lion from the Chase the Dragon album.
Never ending, however long she waits. It's just not enough. You're sleeping late, no work around. Broken dreams come tumbling down. He's been down every road in this old dead end town. And now there's two more runners in the night. Forever.
Straight after Magnum, that was Taiketto with Forever Young from the Don't Come Easy album. Can't believe I haven't played that track before. I really, really do like that one. And, you know, if you listen to Planet Rock when you jump in the car the old time, you hear it down there the old time, but Planet Rock, oh, they really need to get their act together and play something a bit different now and again. That's one of the more different things to do play. It's only a wee bit of hardcore digging through the old albums again, and this is a band called Doggy Style. Don't know an awful lot about them. And a track called I Like You, which came from their Don't Hit Me Up album.
Ah.
Be that hardcore, that doggy style sort of stuff. It's not as abrasive as some of it is, in, even for the Americans. And straight after that was Sick of It All with Step Down, Scratch the Surface. Good story about them, seeing them at Hellfest one year, and there's a guy that was with us and who will remain nameless, went crowd surfing and lost all his money, and then his best mate turned around and just stood and laughed at him. Not the most ideal situation at a festival. Okay, on to ya. Request now from Chris Osborne, some hardcoreness, a band called Scourge that I know nothing about, and check them out, do like them. I'll be digging a bit more into them, and this is a track called Enemy to Everyone from the album Hardcore Up Your Ass.
We'll be right back.
And following Scourge, that was Crowbar with Confessed to Nothing from the Zero and Blue album. They're playing Belfast next month, incidentally, on Sunday, the February the 25th, I think it is, in the Limelight. So book the Monday off and let's go and have a good evening, as they say. So on to another request, a black metal band, black metal bloke, I suppose it is, Bjorko. Never heard of them. Really liked it, really enjoyed it. Again, Chris Osborne sent that one in. I had to go digging, and always, every day's a school day, as they say. This is a track called As World as Fire and Hallucination, which comes from the Heat Rot album from 2023. I'm assuming Bjorko is a one-man band sort of outfit. And following that was Windeer with a track called Dance of the Mortal Lust. I think it was almost a... It wasn't much of a band effort, but more one guy, maybe a drummer. And that was came from the 1184 album. I think he tragically died, froze to death on a mountainside or something. Memory serves me right. I can't even remember, but it just popped into my head there. So on the end of your arrival last week, a band had been following for a lot of years, and I'm not even sure if they're still together anymore. Peter Pan Speed Rock. And this is a track called Cock Teaser, which comes from their Spread Eagle album from 2005. was the ladies there in Nashville Pussy with a 5 minutes to Live from the Let Them Eat Pussy album from the early 2000s. I think that one was out. And again, dirty, filthy rock and roll with a Danger's Edge, which sounds like it's all about to fall apart at any minute. There's something to be said about that stuff. It's really, really good. I really enjoy it now and again. So again, that brings us to the end of another show, and I'm going to go out on a band that everybody knows. And this is an album that got ended up in one of them lists, like in the Independent or one of them other idiot daily rags, you know, an album that nobody likes and it was an absolute failure. Led Zeppelin's Presence, like, I ask you, how can you call that album a failure? I would personally put it above Houses of the Holy and Led Zeppelin too, but there you go. But here's a track that I absolutely adore and play many, many times. And this one's called Tea for One. And I do like a cup of tea now. So anyway, until next time, look after yourselves and keep on buying those old records. Cheers. Bye. We'll be right back.
Yeah.